For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
This is Bird Note. Some birds have always called nocturnally, such as nightjars, mockingbirds, and owls. But other species are relative newcomers to the nighttime music scene, especially in urban areas. In cities in the U.S., some American robins put on a show long before sunrise. Researchers are studying why certain songbirds sing nocturnally in cities. Some studies suggest that artificial lighting from street lamps and buildings could lead birds to treat the night like the day. However, some experiments with artificial lights showed no effect on singing behavior. For some birds, it seems that noise is an important factor. A study in the United Kingdom found that European robins in noisier environments tend to sing at night. The finding suggests that these robins experience nighttime as the best time to have their voice heard by potential mates and rivals after the day's hustle and bustle. Whatever the cause, birds singing at night are one more thing, like rumbling trains and passing cars, that city dwellers learn to sleep through. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thank you for your constant support. You help keep independent community radio alive.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey, 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 welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course, to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Coming up in the first hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Of Monsters and Men, Cat Power, Kim Deal. Coming up, music on the way from Horse Girl, Wet Leg, the Linda Lindas. When we tell you this is Girly So Groovy and that it is dedicated to the women who rock, that is where we will kick off the full 2 hours. When we talk about women who rock, we are talking about Melbourne, Australia, boisterous 1970s rock-inspired garage punk quartet, Amel and the Sniffers, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You think you
We cannot wait until July for Wet Leg's sophomore album, Moisturizer, but until then, I will live with their self-titled debut. Of course, that is Isle of Wight-based band Wet Leg, a band that brings a refreshing sense of fun and feminism to post-punk. We heard their song Chaise Longue. That, like I say, is from their 22 debut album, with a new sophomore album coming out this summer in July. In the middle, it is the Linda Lindas, your favorite kid sisters, putting together one of the best punk bands around today. From their debut album, Growing Up, we heard the song, Oh, from the Linda Lindas. And then starting things off, it is Melbourne, Australia band Amal and the Sniffers from their latest album, Cartoon Darkness, the band's third album. We heard the song Pigs. Amal and the Sniffers are on tour in support of the new album. In fact, they're joined by another girly so groovy favorite. Sheer Mag is the opening band with Amal and the Sniffers. They'll be playing in cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy. For example, May 8th, they'll be in Chicago at the Salt Shed. And then for our Detroit and Windsor listeners to Girly So Groovy, you can catch them May 10th at the Royal Oak Music Theater. Okay, where are we going? I know we are definitely going to continue with this Women Who Rock vibe, since that is what this show is built on. One of my favorite albums released this year so far comes from the band Horse Girl. Now, Horse Girl were in high school when they recorded their stellar debut album, Versions of a Modern Performance. It was an eye-opening debut album. It blurred and blended 90s indie rock that was meant to feel live and loud. But since then, the Chicago trio became a New York trio as they began working on their deeply personal follow-up, Phonetics On and On, an album of coming-of-age guitar pop written during their first year at NYU. So, where am I going with that? It's Horse Girl here on Girly So Groovy, a band and album that I am thoroughly enjoying this year, and I hope you are too. When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to bop and rock it all the way, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from Halifax, 1990s alternative rock band Plumtree. The song is called Tropical. That comes from Plumtree's debut album, Mass Teen Fainting, a debut album that is turning 30 years old this year. It was released back in 1995. Another track getting a significant birthday is In the Middle, turning 25 years old. In the Middle, it is Winnipeg folk alternative rock band Bell, B apostrophe E-H-L. It was 25 years ago they released their album Bright Eyes. We heard the song Waiting for June, but then starting the set, something thoroughly more modern. It is brand new music from Horse Girl. Their new debut album is called Phonetics On and On. It was released back in February. We heard the song 2, 4, 6, 8 from Horse Girl. Lots more music to get to. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, I've got music on the way from Cat Power, music from Haley Hendricks, The Weather Station, all coming up in, like I say, the next 30 minutes. Plus, there's the whole second hour just waiting for you to dive into. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, you can listen online absolutely for free. Find us on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. That's girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find the last 10 weeks worth of the show just waiting for you. Right now, it is time for a living rock legend. Kim Deal's longevity has allowed her to become an indie rock icon, best known for her work with The Breeders and Pixies. It may have taken her nearly 40 years to go solo, but it was well worth the wait. Nobody Loves You More is Kim Deal's debut solo album, an album she wrote and recorded over the last decade. And again, it is so worth the wait. Kim Deal right now here up next on Girly So Groovy.